Okay, I'll go to vote. Parshas Boy. Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Boy. You can't do Parshas Boy without doing the Ramban Nesek Parsha. Ramban Nesek Parsha ki yadua, Yisaydis Amuna Mamish. Mamish Yisaydis Amuna. The Ramban at the end of the Parsha says the following. Just a few words, lines in the Ramban. Ramban says, Kavonas kol ha-mitzvos. Rabban can speak great and bring makaris chazal. Kavonas kol ha-mitzvos. The kavon of all the mitzvos that we do. Shenamin beleikein. The kavona is that we should end up believing in the Rabbein Shtel Oilam. V'noi de'elav. And we should recognize Shehu Bareinu, that the Rabbein Shtel Oilam is the one who created us. He kavonas ha-yitzira. This is the kavanah. This is the tachlis yitzira, that the bruyim, those who Rabbi Yishan created, should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. We're going to see in a moment. It's not only the human beings. The entire bria is going to speak out that Hashem is the creator. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz chafetz betachtoinim. Rabbi Yishan's sole desire down here, muvad sheyeda adam ve'yeda lelekov. The person should realize and acknowledge that the Rabbein Shalom is Shabaro, is the one who created. The Kavanas, interestingly enough, Raimimus HaKoyl B'Tfilis V'Teknesias. The strength and the loud, the voices heard in the shuls. Uschusvel is Rabin. What that, the whole idea of that, the people should daven in a shul, you should hear people daven, come in the shul, you hear the island davening. It should be a special place that people can come in and hear that the Rabbi Hashem created the world, created us. It should be known to everybody. And we should say, we should say to Rabbi Hashem, we are yours, we're your creation. Fine. Then he goes on. So the idea, the tachlis and abriya, of why we're needed to be created, there's no need for Rabbi Yishan to create us, but what purpose are we serving creation? That we should recognize that Hashem created us, that we were in turn created, and now we return that by saying to Rabbi Yishan, announcing, L'Rabbim, Rabbi Yishan, you created us. He says further, Hanisim Magdalim. I mean, Hanisim Magdalim for some. From the most famous things that we have, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Eser Makis, the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim. Nisim for some, Dam Tzvayim, right? Every Nes. Max Becharis, obviously. Ode Maida Benisam and Nistorim. From there, you can agree and acknowledge the Rabbi Yosef's Nisim and Nistorim that come in, that just slip in during the day. Benisam and Nistorim. It's just hidden amongst the day. You don't even chap what's going on here. Suddenly you're making parnosa. Suddenly a shidduch comes by. Suddenly this happens, that happens. Nisam amistorim. Shehem yusoid ha-Torah kula. Here he says very strong language, the Ramban. Shehem la'odam chelik b'toiris Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have a chelik in the Torah. At shenamin b'chol divreinu mikreinu. Until you agree and you believe that everything that happens, shakulam nisim, everything's a nes. Ein bohem teva. There's no such thing as teva. So here, we have an interesting thing that's almost the opposite of what we believe. We think the Rabbi Yisrael made these wonderful nisim. The idea is to take notice of the wonderful nisim. No. The idea of the wonderful nisim was to take note of the non famous nisim, of the nisim that don't seem to be so special to us. That's the whole point of it. There's no such thing as min haga shalaylam. Terrible things. A kol b'gzeres elyon. V'sparsu v'nisim. He goes on. This whole idea. Fine. This is the idea. Wonderful words in the Ramban. Let's take this run and move on. So we understand our role in this world. And Ayid proclaims by his very essence, his very being, walks around, he's doing his Shemit Torah mitzvahs, he's wearing his tzitzis, keeps Shabbos, he eats only kosher. His whole being shouts out, I'm a Bri of the Rabbanim Shalom. And of course, when he actually pronounces those words in Tzvilah, in Limud HaTorah, how much more so? That's Pashut. But now let's get on to other creatures in the world. This week's parsha is a Meirdik HaChazal, it's in a Yalkut. We know in this week's parsha, L'chol B'nai Yisrael L'yechretz Kel V'shayim. Dogs didn't bark, which is itself a wonder. See, you walk down the street, dogs are always busy barking, right? Especially when a person walks by, especially when a Yid walks by for whatever reason. They get all excited, right? Here you have a few million Yidin walking by, and Chazal tell us that when the Malcham Mavis comes to town, the dogs are barking away. People are walking past them that belong in the city and are leaving out. The dogs should have gone wild. What bothered this Tana, it says in this Medrash that Tana had a kasha and it bothered him to the point the only answer he did, he could be misspelled to get an answer. Bothered him so much that he went and started having tanesim. Couldn't handle it. What's the pshat? What bothered him? Bothered him is as follows. Rabbi Shaya Talmidai Shrab Khanina Mendaisai. Rabbi Shaya was Khanina Mendaisa's Talmud. Khanina Mendaisa, we were well known. Hayimisana Shmainim Bechamish Taniyas. He fasted 85 Taniyas. Fasted 85 different days. 85 Taniyas. For what reason? Bothered him a kasha. He couldn't come up with a teretz. So by fasting, which is a way of tefillah, maybe he'll be zeicha to siat the Shmaya will get an answer. What was his kasha? Omer, klov im shekosel behem, ba klov mazei nefesh. The posse Yishai says, a kelev is an az nefesh. The more it talks about this three azim shebo'ilim, one of them is a kelev. So it's an az. Az is a terrible midah, a machutzev, brazen. Terrible thing. The Gemara talks about an az, a mishnah, az panel gehenna. Az is a bad thing. And yet, zisku loimar shirazu. They should be zeich to say the following shira. Which shira do dogs say? Boyu v'nish d'shtachva v'nichro nivrachol afnei Hashem ha'sein. Pasuk in Tillim, we say it Friday night in l'chul rana. So we say this, and it bothers them. Now, what's this whole idea? We notice such a thing called perik shira. Perik shira, it's miyuchas, a dove, a shleima. Different barriers in the world. The creatures say Shirat HaKadosh Baruch. Fine. Rabbi Shaya and Vais Techais, it seems understood that different creatures in the world can say a Shirat. And a Shirat that makes sense, whatever it is, they're saying Shirat. But what Rabbi Shaya couldn't understand, how could dogs that are Azei Nefesh be Zoicha to say a Shirat? Boyu Nishtachve V'Nechro. Come, everybody come. How can they say such miracle words? And they are also part of Perek Shira. The club are part of Perek Shira. So that's what you want to know. Nana Oisei Malach Min HaShamayim. Malach Min HaShamayim came to this Rabbi Shaya, Tana. V'omi Yishaya, Ad Mosi Ata Mesad Oisei Dor. What do you keep fasting? In other words, you're badgering us up here in Shamayim. What do you want? Gzeiri, Alaysi Dovah, Gzeiri Malafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a Gzeiri. Miyoyim Shagila Soida L'chabaka Kanavi, L'gila Dovah Zeh L'shum Beresh Baruch Hu. The last person in the world to know this was Chabaka Kanavi. Since then, nobody knows this. It's a Soid. You want to know this? So well, you think the answer would be, okay, fasted 85 Tanesim deserves an answer. No. El Bishvil Shatel Talmidei Shochachem Godol Yiratam Rechanina Bedoisa Lekav Zokukul Li Min HaShemayim Shachuni Alechem. So there for Shemayim they sent me the Malach to tell you an answer. See that? The schus of his Rabbi was a bigger schus than his 85 Tanesim. I'm upset. V'omar. And he told me the answer. Klovim Ksibem L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'yachrat Kelv L'shainai. And therefore there was Zaycha. V'loyoy, there's Zaycha, that from there, Iris, that from there, Tsoya, the manure of the animal, we're ma'abed the Iris, we work over the leather of the behemoth that we make tefillin, Sevater tefillin mezuzah, the parchment. Ayli, Yishel, Shalta, how were they Zaycha to this? Chazor lacharecha, just go away. My shkos shemiv hilu sheni shemiv tzaris nafshay. Don't bother talking. Adka. Hella dik is after this whole shtickle. Hella for nazach. This whole zach. What's going on over here?
That's what they use that for to make the sevrei
Torah. Today, that was the way that their ma'abed. It seems that was a good method of working over the or to make it workable. The ibud of the or. He smeared it with this dog's. We know Chazal. To Mechilta, Rashi brings in Pesachim, that the dogs were Zaycha, Trefa we give to a dog, right? The Kelev Teshlichon Oysa, also with this Lecha, it's called Hashem. Zaycha for many things, such a bite, such a murder, Kiddush Hashem. So what's going on this day? Stam, to understand what's going on here, what the dogs were Zaycha, what exactly are the dogs saying? There's a murder Gevord here, there's a Pirus Zayis Ranan. Don't have all this in the Zayis Ram. There's a lengthier Zayis. We have a short form. The Zayis Ram is written by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, the Pesach, the Zayis Shachanor. Malros is a Meridikapur. He says there's two members from Rekiva that will shed light on what this is all about. What's this all about? The Gemara says in Chulin, Kuf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says, Rekiva was so nispol from the Bria. Marabu Masech Hashem. Rabbi Kiva proclaimed, Marabu Masech Hashem. The Bria is Oyem and Oyem. Marabu Masech Hashem. What made Rabbi Kiva say, Marabu Masech Hashem? Yesh Briyash Gedels Biyam, Yesh Briyash Gedels Biyabashim. There's some creatures that grow in the water, and there's some creatures that grow on land. The wolves who grow on land, if they go into the water, they can't live there. Those who live in the water, they come on land, they can't live there. He went on. There's those who are in the atmosphere, those who are in fire. Marabu Masech Hashem, they made it. These are in their place where they can have life. These are in their place. They got Marabu Masech Hashem, what a wondrous Bria, what a wondrous Bria. Which is Stamitra's son. Shlem Zalman's son, Avram Doiv, Rabban Tveria. Says that's the pshat. You look at Marabu Masech Hashem. Marabu Masech Hashem is a pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi. It's obviously a pasuk that we're well versed within. Marabu Masech Hashem. You go out into the Bria. Marabu Masech Hashem. Marabu Ham Great. Marabu Masech Hashem. It's a pasuk. There's 35 psukim in Baruch Hinafshi. It's towards the end. It's pasuk chav dalit. It's smack in the middle, sort of where you lose sight of it. But Rabbi Masel, a pasuk like that, should be the beginning of the end. He asks between the middle. But interestingly enough, it stems with this gemara beautifully. Beforehand, it's talking about the animals on land. It talks of the animals on land, what they do, how they act. After the pasuk Rabbi Masel Hashem, zehayom agodol, and the animals in the yam. Beautiful, Marab Masach Hashem. The dividing point between the animals on land before, the animals in the water afterwards. You can placate Marab Masach Hashem that these stay there and these stay there. There's the Marab Masach Hashem. It's Meridik Meduyik, the placement of the pasuk Marab Masach Hashem. But let's get back to this. Marab Masach Hashem. That's Rekiva. So what do we see from Rekiva with this Gemara Chulin? We see from this Gemara Chulin that water animals belong in the water; they stay in the water. Water creatures stay in the water. Land creatures stay on land, they don't go into the water. After saying all that, there's a different member from the very same Rabbi Kiva, and you see an exception to the rule. What's the exception? Mishnah and Kalim. Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Yudzai, Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah says, Mishnah's talking about making Kalim, Mishnah Yugim. Kosha b'mayim tor. You make clay or you make utensils from leather, from skin of animals, it could be makabel tumah. Right? Any Kalim can be makabel tumah. Things that are not relevant today, but makabel tumah. They're relevant to know the Gabi Hilfus Tvilah. It's makabel tumah. Well, not everything needs Tvilah, but whatever it is, it's halacha being makabel tumah. Kalim that are made from skins of animals in the water are not mekabel tumah. There's a kosher learned out of a pasuk. So kosher bayam tor, any creature in the yam, you take that skin of that animal, whether it's a tamei or a tahir, it makes no difference. The ur of that creature, when you make a keli, it's not mekabel tumah. Chutz is one exception. kelev shabiyam, is a dog in the water, water dog. That water dog, that skin, that leather, that makes the kliz makabel. Why? Neshubayreach layabasha diver v'kiva. He runs to land. He goes to land. Aga, he reminds me of kelev shabamayim. What do I care? He's bayreach layabasha. Sechadu Shirim said, see from here, where a person's mind is, that's where he really is. A person, you know, sits in the base matters, but he's wondering when is shul going to be over. He's in the kiddush room. That's where he is. That's where he's in the kiddush room. That's where he really is. Person sits in somewhere else, is waiting. Ah, when's the time to go to base matters and to learn and adopt? He's a yid in the base matters. Dovra Melech, Raglis Velichai. So what does it mean? That mentally, he's in the base matters all day, whether he was or wasn't. He was always there in base matters. He felt he was always in base matters. That's what Shach is Kelev. He's bereich liyabasha. When he knows that when he's in trouble, his place yabasha. That's where his mind is. That's where he belongs to yabasha. But anyway, so you see from this mission, there's an exception to the whole rule that Rekiv himself said in Chulin. There's a kelev that can be in both places. It's beautiful. What the pshat in Perek Shira is. In Perek Shira, the Yalkut is quoting the Kelev. What does the Kelev say? Boyu nishtachav nichro, nivrachol lefnei Hashem ha'isein. Boyu nishtachav nichro, nivrachol lefnei Hashem ha'isein. That's a pasuk in Tehillim, right? In Chulurano, first nickel Chulurano, we say Friday night. What happens before then? What's the pasuk before then? Ashaloy ayom v'hu asol v'yabeshes yadav yitzor. The sea, Hashem made. The dry land, Hashem made. Let's all come together in the Quran, bow to Hashem. Nibracha will kneel, Lashon Berech, Lefnei Hashem Hayisein. Who can say that? Who can relate to the Yam and the Yabosha? No creature can do that. Only the Kelev. The Kelev is the sole exception to the rule that he shayach to both. Zakhtim Magan Avram. Only the Kelev can say that. That's why it's wonderful that the Kelev is the one saying it. Dafka the Kelev. Interestingly enough, the last shtickl of Perek Shira is the Kelev. It makes perfect sense because he's the only one that could be Kail everybody. That's why he's last.
This is a special kind of Kelev, though. Is it a Kelev Yam?
Correct, but it looks like we can lump them all together. When we say Klovim, interestingly enough, all the other ones it says Beloshin Yochid. Achbar Oimer, Shul Oimer, Zev Oimer. Comes to dogs, Klovim Oimer. Klovim Oimer. So it means all the dogs. All the dogs.
Maybe it's really Kelev Yam.
Kelev Yam, very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. So Lamaisa, they stay among them. But after all is said and done, so we know that, and in the end of Perek Shira, this Yalkut comes from the last Shtickl Perek Shira. The last Shtickl Perek Shira brings Rabbi Shaya to Rish Lina Madaisa. That's the last part of Perek Shira. Lamaisa, what was the Schusim? So fine, he goes ahead, and this, then we now know the secret of the Kelev, that's what the Kelev's all about. But why was the Kelev Takazoich? How does it come about that this Az Nefesh, this Azay Nefesh, the Kelev, can go ahead and be Zeicha? Fine, he layechas Kelev Shaina. How did that all happen? And from that, he's Zeicha to say such a wonderful Shiwas of Shana. There's a Marsha in Sanhedrin that talks about the union of Kelev, Pnei Ador, Pnei Agelev, the Gemara says in Chelev. So the Marsha, what's the Lashon Kelev? Moshe is Darshin Klovim. The Marsha is Darshin Kelev. He says, Kelev is koil leiv, his entire heart. What does that mean? The loyalty of a dog is unmatched. He is kuloi leiv to his other. He's completely meshubit, he's like kol leiv. He's completely given. He's completely given over. Well, that's a pshat over here. A dog is an az nefesh, no pshat, no wonder. But to his other, when he recognizes who his master is, he's kuloi leiv, his whole leiv is given over. That's what happened over here in Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we talked about last week, the whole idea over here of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be Yadata Yoyim, you should have a Yadiyah of the Rabbi Mishalim. But Vashivayis Alavach, just sit in your heart. What was Pari's problem we discussed last week at length? He had no heart. We talked about the Alkud there. Ki Kovid Lei Pari. Lei Pari became a Kovid, the Medrash says. He had no heart. What's that mean, he had no heart? Obviously, intellectually, he said this has to be a Rabbi Mishalim. There's no way of disguising this. but he refused to let himself feel it. He refused to the point where he closed his heart. Closed off his heart. You don't want to use your heart? Fine, you're not going to have a heart to use. The dog is kulelev, and when the dog sensed Gadlus Hashem, he became a shubit to the revelation to the other layechetz kelav l'shaynai. He's so meshubit the kelav, the Eibushni gave him that koyach to be kulelev, and that was the whole point which he's trying to use your lev and recognize the adata yom is not enough. You need vashevois alavecha adata yom. Intellectually, you know, in your mayach there's a kadosh baruch hu. Has to be in your heart. You have to really feel it, act it out. That to be real, baby. Real is in the heart. And you feel it, you act upon it. That's a Shweis Alech. The Kelev was Zeichet. Why the Kelev? That's the Kelev's Koyach. They gave the Kelev such a Koyach. The Kelev then used that Koyach the night of Pesach, and mainly he was Zeichet. That lave is the whole point of the lave, is what the Ramban says. What are you supposed to do with your Koyach is? To recognize, be a maimon, and say, this is the Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. That was the Kelev doing times. The Mela, let's go back to the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, who was the last person that the Rabbi Yisrael explained the depths of what happened over here with the Kelev? The last person was Habakkuk HaNavi. What do we know about Habakkuk HaNavi? The Gemara Makkis, that the different Gedolei Yisrael, Manigei Yisrael, wanted to reduce the mitzvahs into klolim, into rules, general rules. 613 Pratim, they made klolim that we can remember the klolim. From there we'll work on the Pratim. David HaMelech finally came down to Habakkuk. Bo Habakkuk v'midon al achas. There's one klal. What's the klal? Tzadik v'munosa yichi amunu. That's the one klal. Amunu. No, is a baridik. The one who preached, the last one who is recorded to work in to work on amunu and understand this is everything. Everything is amunu. As the Ramban says, the whole point of all the mitzvahs is to recognize who created the world and that you are creation of the Ramban Shalom. Who's the one that really got that movement started? Habakkuk HaNavi, Tzadik V'Nasa Yichya. Oy bazoy, it's murdered. The Habakkuk HaNavi was the last one to know the site of what this Kelev is doing. What does he say to him? Furthermore, then we say, the Malach said to Rabbi Yeshaya, you're 85 Tanesim, Shane, of the Schus is your Rebbe. Was your Rebbe, Chanina Mendoza? Who's Chanina Mendoza? Famous Gemara and Tainis, Friday night, in Ashmashes, his daughter comes to us, and his daughter's sad. Rav Chanina says, why are you sad? Shabbos, sad on Shabbos. And she says, oy vey, I mixed up the cup of oil with the cup of vinegar. And I lit the vinegar, not the oil. And Rav Chanina ben Daisa say, Misha Omar, L'shemem yadlik, yomel l'chaymetz yadlik. What's the difference? Is up the Gemara, it stayed lit till Abdullah. Say the whole Shabbos. Here's someone else. What's the Gemara? Galus Chanir Medaisa. The Gemara over there has Kama Maisim Chanir Medaisa. But what's the Tif guide over here? We're all Maiminim. We're all Maiminim. We all learned the Ramban. We all learned that Teva is Nes is Teva. It's all one. It's all the Ramban. What's the difference between us, among many differences, and Ruchanina Medaisa? What makes Ruchanina Medaisa Ruchanina Medaisa? Of course, we have no Asag on Ruchanina Medaisa. But in Pashtus Advarim, Pashtus Advarim is like this. When that gets lit, and I walk by, and I look at that, and that's lit. What's my first thought, other than that Zisha just lit it? What else am I thinking? I'm thinking, okay, that's the natural order of things. What is the fuel in there? What is it? Some kind of kerosene? What's in there? Some kind of fuel, right? What is it? There's something, there's some fuel. There's a light, and there's a fuel, and there's a fire. And we look at it, that's the natural order of things. Then we walk away, and we start being Ma'ayan, maybe. We Ma'ayan, who created the natural order of things? Oh, the Rabbi Yisrael. So in essence, that's the Rabbi Yisrael's creation. Rav Chanina Mendoza looks at that, and immediately he says, not that there's fuel and a fire and a natural order. He immediately says, the Rabbi Yisrael made that burn right now. So the Rav Chanina Mendoza, there's no chiddush between the Shem and the Chaimetz. It's all the Rav Yisrael doing on the spot. We are a big step removed from Chanina Mendoza. We look, we light a match, and we say, okay, we lit a match. And we think about it, we say, whoa, the idea of fire, the creation of fire, Matzah Shabbos, we light a fire by Abdullah to remember the godless of fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us discover on the original Matzah Shabbos of the world, Adam Rishon founded. We're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at Gevaldige Metzir. But Rav Chanina Mendoza immediately sees Rabbeinu Shalom. We walk out and we see something wondrous. And we make a bracha, chveis, rachmanu letzlan, there's an earthquake. We make a bracha, kaich avrosim aleim, we see Rabbeinu Shalom. Rav Chanina Mendoza sees Rabbeinu Shalom. When you light that fire, he sees Rabbeinu Shalom. He doesn't need to wait till a forest fire, the biggest fire in California, that just happened a few weeks ago, say Yad Hashem. He says Yad Hashem over here. Oy bazoy, Rav Chanina Mendoza is the ultimate maimon. Memela to him, he could be Megalan to his Talmud deserve to get the Gilui of all this with the Kelzah. The Yisoidus of Amun over here. That's the Yisoidus. We talked about last week this same Nakuda, how the Chasam Sofer describes how we, if we'd be in the Midbar, we'd see Mun, we walk into the air, we'd see Mun falling down, and that's our food. What are we going to eat today? We're in the Midbar. What are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? We get on a plane and they tell us there's no food today and you forgot to pack food. What am I going to eat for the next 6 hours? What am I going to eat for the next 40 years? What am I going to eat? And this month coming from Shemayim. All right, that's today. What's tomorrow? I'm going to come again and again. You look, oh, you've been married. Month coming. We imagine we'd be there. We can mamish be makar of the entire 7 billion people of the world. It'd be such a wondrous meisah, right? But yet the Chasam Sofer says, the door came into Yisrael, grew up in the Midbar. The old door died. The new door came in. Month? Teva by them. They came into Yisrael expecting more mon. Right? They came in the last month, stopped. They lived out the munch of a camp. They expected, we need food. No, comes down. We need water. Comes, rain comes. That's what you expect. Pasha, you expect rain, right? Mon will come down. Mon will come down. What happened, we went through last week, the idea, they take a seed, you plant it, this and that, all kinds of mishigas, you put it in the ground, you put zebel on it, and this, and then you take it, and it finally grows, and mess nigla, something grew out of this mess, out of this mud, and then you crush it. Now you just lost the food, then you bake it, all of a sudden you have beautiful, tasty bread, nest nigla, right? But it's been a while since we came into Yisrael from post-mon, and by us now that's teva, right? The Gemara says, the Gemara darshins from a pasuk, Amunah Zitecha, Chais Yeshua Tzchachem V'Das, the Shishi Sidrei Mishnah. Zeram comes to the word Amunah. Why is it Amunah? Because that's Amunah. That's all Amunah. You plant it. That's Amunah. That Teva is Mamish Amunah. We just forgot about it. We're not so used to it. We're not Rechanina Ben Daisa. When you walk out, you see that tree growing. You see, what do you see? You see a seed that was planted with zevel, with some fertilizer, and it grew and was taken care of. And then you think to yourself, that's all Koyach Hashem. Chanina Medaisis, Rebbeinu Shalom, Emuna, Darshan the Gemara Shabbos, Zroim, that's Zroim. Emuna is Zroim. It's all Emuna. It's all Emuna. It's really what it is, Emuna. That's the Yisayid HaDavro here. We say in Davening, in Maidim, we say, Amor Dikapasik, I think we mentioned this last week as well. Nisecha Shabachol Yoim, Nisecha Shabachol Yoim, where's the Nisecha Shabachol Yoim? It's Mamish Ramban. Nisecha Shabachol Yoim, that all day, every day, there's Nisecha Shabachol Yoim. Chol Yoim Imanu. We don't need a Kriyas Yamsu, as the Ramban says. You need a Kriyas Yamsu every door. Everybody's going to be a doubter and a fool. If the Rabbi says, make another Makas Bechiris and another Yitzhak tribe, another Kriyas Yamsu. Avadenat. But Nisecha Shabachol Yoim, just open up your eyes. There's Nisecha Shabachol Yoim Imanu. There's Nisecha Chol Yoim. Every day there's Nisecha. There's Meredik and Nisim all around you. There's Nisim. Nisim Gluyim. Meredik and things going on over here. Nisim Gluyim. Nisim Gluyim. Rabbi Sarah just told me by Shal Shudas that in Phoenix, they were waiting. They were Miyayush getting water for their new mikveh. They're going to wait for the summer. And then all of a sudden, the rain comes. We thought we were getting pounded over in California, but Biderech Shalaika Derech Atev, it seems that the rain hit there in such force that they filled up their burrs, their mikveh, and they're ready to go. Chanisecha shebechol yayim imanu. The Rabbi Shofir Tavelt is nisecha shebechol yayim imanu. Is nisecha all the time. This Indian of the dogs, I'm going off on a tangent for a moment. These dogs are amuna. Perhaps with that we can understand pellet ploying. Because Zainish used to say that when he was young, you still saw open hashgacha of the Rabbi Shalom by the Gdailah. He said, Gdailah, you saw open things. He said, could be that today you don't see this anymore, the Chazinish said, as he got older. He said, perhaps, although certainly those who knew the Chazinish saw it on the Chazinish, but the Chazinish Berev Abbasnus, they said, you don't see this anymore, it's already Ikfas of the Mashiachah, there's going to be more Nisyonis, so this is being taken, we don't see this out in the open. But he said, when he was young, it was out in the open, Dvorim Nifloim, by the Gdolim, he saw at least by the Gdolim, saw an open thing. And one example he gave, there was one of the Gdolim Yisrael, in that part of Europe, was the Minsk Gadol. In the side of the Mishnah, it appears called Ur Gadol, Yeruchim Perlman. He was known as the Gadol from Minsk, the Minsk Gadol. He was that great, but he was known as the Gadol. I said, Magaruf, Minsk Gadol. Chazonish said that when the Minsk Gadol came out of Minsk, and there was a part of Minsk, a suburb of Minsk, there was a lot of wild dogs roaming around. When the Minsk Gadol would walk over there, the dogs would run away. They would just run away. You do before sin. You do before sin. What's the pshat? This sensitivity to kol kulei, kulei lev. You have a gadol b'tayu who's kol kulei Hashem. Kol kulei eved Hashem. He's kol kulei screaming out, there's a rabbi from this world. Vice the chayis, that these klavim of layechetz kalushen of the yalkut still have such a sensitivity. And you find this at this inyan. There was a hespin in Lakewood 2 weeks ago or so for Reb Shteiner. Reb Mishkovsky was one of his closest confidants, his mashgiach and his yeshivas. You know, Chas Chaim said over the following, that he heard it to the Bala Maisa, so I'm only telling you what they said in Lakewood. The public, it must have been 1,000, 2,000 people. Okay, you can't say too many funny things to 2,000 people in Lakewood. They're not a place that's going to hear a Maisa, good chesiyush a Maisa, and accept it so quickly. He said that Reb Shteima made a kail in one of the outlying places in Eretz Yisrael that had a lot of fraya in that area, a lot of chiloinim, and these chiloinim did not look askance upon this new project. They were not happy with it. So some of them, lahachis, released dogs in the area. And the charedim aren't so hamish with the dogs as the chiloinim. And especially if the dog is loyal to the chiloinim and he gets ungerates. So the charedim had a big problem. They were scared. The Yimalite were scared to walk into the Beis Medrash. And at that time, Reb Shteima was punked in the Beis Medrash. So they called in, and somebody asked Reb Shteima if he can go out. Maybe he could do something. He walked outside. The dogs were out there yipping and yapping and barking. This is what they said in Lakewood in front of 2,000 people. I heard it from my son who was there. The dogs took one look at Reb Shteima. And we all saw Reb Shteima here 9 years ago. We saw Reb Shteima. We came closer to get to have shaychus. The dogs took one look, and they ran for their lives. They ran and abandoned the place. They ran away. That was the end of making trouble for them. They ran away. So leyechus kal v'shoyin is yalkut. There seems to be still this koyach. You see, by the club they sense their sensitivity. We know the klovim have a sensitivity to things beyond what humans have. There's certain sensitivities they have. There's certain sounds that they can hear that clever people can't hear. Certain sensitivities they have. They still have this sensitivity to the kol lev. They still have that sensitivity to understand what this kul kulei amuna is. Pari, on the other hand, as we talked about last week, had no lev. This week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Pari a warning. This is 10th makkah, plus the maifas beforehand. So, he's been tested. Moshe has been tested time and time again. And at his peril, Pari did not believe. What happened every time, Moshe, to the mamish, you couldn't get it more exact. The Moshe, every word he said came true. Now he warns him, Makas Becheres is coming. In the middle of the night, where did they find Pari? Even the nursery children notice. It's a rhyme. Even the nursery children say, Pari in pajama. Everybody knows. Where was Pari? In bed. In bed. Moshe told Makas Becheres is coming. He is a Becher. Moshe was right 9 straight times, plus the Mifus before that with the stick. What's going on over here? The in of a Yechzak Lev Pari of no Lev at all. Nothing, no feeling at all anymore. No feeling, just completely shut off from recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach. Went into bed. They roused him from bed. We're shocked to hear this. 3,000 years later, 3,500 years later. That's the pshat of a leif. How dangerous it is for us that sometimes we get fakeltered. We lose ourselves. We don't realize ourselves. Oy vey, what are we? Are we tuned into, is our heart open? A Rachmana Litzlan, is it Pari in bed? Are we just ignoring the Rabbi Shalom? Are we feeling what's going on in this world? Are our eyes open to know what's going on? Rabbi Shalom, Fir Tavel, what's going on in this world in our lifetime? Do we know? Do we understand? Our eyes open to see what's going on. It's Ian of having this life. Mamish the murder gashgoch over here. Beginning at a parsha, the Rabbi Shalom says, you're going to see Asher Salalti b'Mitzrayim. In the beginning of the parsha, the Rabbi Shalom says, Leman to Saper Bozay Bincha Ben Bincha, you should say over, Esa Sher Salalti Mitzrayim, Zok Rashi, Sichakti. Sichakti, I played. This doesn't seem to be much of a play over here. There's thousands and thousands of people dying. What's the pshat sichakti? What's the schoik over here? Zotech Chasam Sofer, a different pshat in the word schoik. Different pshat in the word schoik, because the Chasam Sofer says, look what's going on over here. Look what's going on over here. For hundreds of years, this has been in the planning. What happened over here? Paroi, 210 years before. Paroi becomes, in his empire, become rich beyond imagination. They become the mightiest empire on earth. Every country in the area is starving. They all have to come to Paroi and Mitzrayim and beg for food and buy and buy and buy. His entire country becomes slaves and Paroi becomes the mightiest ruler in the world. Mitzrayim, the mightiest empire. There's so much money in Mitzrayim. There's saiva. And there'll be bad years are over after 2 years. Everything's there. All the Medinas are there, recognize supremacy of Mitzrayim. All the gold and silver in the area is all Mitzrayim. Not only that, the most chashuv person in the world, Yaakovinu, where does he now reside? In Mitzrayim. Covet for Paroi. Paroi's mamish nischabed with that. Paroi, the shiftei kov. And not only that, after a while, he takes the Jewish nation, Yaakov Avinu's nation, they become avodim to Paroi in the most cruel, inhumane way possible. He kills them at will, shechs them, stuffs the wall with them. Nobody cares, nobody can stop him. And this is going on, and there's kings, and according to Pashup Shad, kings die, new kings come. Yidden are born in captivity. This looks like it's going on forever. Amish, year after year, generation after generation, this keeps going and going and growing. And everybody thinks, and you can't blame them, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim is truly the supreme koyach in the world. Who's on top of the world? Everybody looks at it. Wow. Mitzrayim the great. Mitzrayim rules the world. Mitzrayim is it. Right? Then what starts to happen? What starts to happen is the makkas happen. And what happens after that? The Yidden get out of Mitzrayim. And what do they take with them? Every penny that Mitzrayim have, a natzus Mitzrayim. What is Nizbar l'mafreya? That everything that has happened since the entire history regarding Mitzrayim, it was all about Klal Yisrael. Everything you thought, when you're all your rayas, that Mitzrayim's Avodah Zarah is supreme, that their religion is right, and they're right, and they're mighty, it's all nothing. It's always a ploy to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that Klal Yisrael should walk out b'yad chazak, b'yad rama. Oy menayru. Sichakti, Zot the Chasam Sofer, the Loshon HaGemar and Brachas, Shom Misachekes Loi. Hatzchoik means Hatzlocha. He's having a mutzla. Sichakti b'mitzrayim. I gave them Hatzlocha. You know why I gave them Hatzlocha? I gave them Hatzlocha. They thought it was for them. And that's really the schoik. That's the jokes on them. They thought it was for them, but really all it was for Klal Yisrael, for Yidden. That's what it was all about. It's all about Yidden. It's all about the Yidden Shas Alat Mitzrayim. What an unbelievable perspective. Oh, even a Nerdika perspective that a Yid has to have. A Yid, you look back, things are troubling. Over years and years, gathered together, and they trouble you. And you have kashas, there's no answer. Years and diris of kashas. Diris. And afterwards, this bar l'mafreya, how clear, how chlor, how lichtig it is, the answer. It's all for Klaus. Rabbi Yisrael had this all done for Klaus. Oh, even a Nerdika. Some cipher concludes. He says, "Anachnu begolus yeshlon lahavin." We better realize this in the golus. Uksheinonu mavina maminim. We're in the golus. We're already almost 2,000 years. This last golus, tsaris, tsuris. Everything's been taken from us, and with tsaris. But if we don't understand, it's the same matzav as Mitzrayim. The lemafrei retroactively, you're going to see it's all for us. Then hare anachnu mezidim v'loy shaygigim, and we're worse than a Mitzrayim. There they were a shaygig. That was the first time as a nation they went through this cycle. But now it's amazing because now we know the truth. Because we went through it already with Mitzrayim. Anachnu yesh lanu liska reiv chasodov v'koy yase lahabod. That's the way it's going to be in the future. We're holding there now. We're holding Iksa the Mashiach. After all these diaries and diaries of all these things came, what Mitzrayim did to us, with Golas Edom, what's been going on to us. That a Yid now has to be maimon that it's going to happen the time, it's going to be clear, sichakti esalalti, in this golus, it was all for us. And we're going to realize that. We're going to see it. So what's our job? Our job, do what we have to do. We don't have to understand what we're doing. The Rabbeinu Bachya here says, Amar Degmar, we'll conclude with this. Rabbeinu Bachya says, beautiful words. What did Klal Yisrael do to save themselves in Mitzrayim? They put up dam on the doorposts. Put up dam on the doorposts. Zogtich some risis adam upasachti aleichem. And you see the dam and gonna jump over the home. Zogt Rabbeinu Bachya, beautiful words. Ein hadam meineya hanegef. Blood doesn't hold back the plague. V'loy miniyosoy, and I not putting it, maybe negev. That doesn't bring negev, this plague of death. So what is this all about? Limadcha kosov kimishem him in bakarish boch amuna shleima. Some is amuna v'tole betchaynoi v'loy chosha shleimas pariyuk zerosi. Wasn't afraid of the goyim. V'zovach b'farhesio teyavus mitzrayim, and in public shechted their getchke, their god. V'nosa midama pesach hamzuz al mashkev. I raise it tzaddik ubotach bakadosh baruch hu. V'roy hu. It's only fit and right. She yogan olav min anegma. So the Rebbeinu protect. Schus demuna. It's not the dam. It's the muna that a yid has. That's going to save us. So we end up over here. We come the lessons of Parshas Boy, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Makis, and the Farhesia. What we need to take out of it is it's not history. It's living history. It's happening as we speak again. And what saved us then, as Rabbeinu Bachya said, was the Amuna. Not the Maisim that we did, it was the Amuna that we achieved through the Maisim. And that, the Chasam Sofer says, Kach Yasal Abo, that's going to be the future. So our job is to mechazik ourselves Amuna and believe as close as we can to Chanina Ben Daisa. Everything's in the Rabbeinu Shalom. But it's befrat. All these travails and things and that we have as Klal Yisrael on the Golus, we should know it's just like it was in Mitzrayim. We look back now, Mitzrayim. It's so poshut us off in the Rabbi Shalom Shkoyach. Were you there in Mitzrayim? Can you pass judgment on a Yid who was there in Mitzrayim during the 86 years of terrible torture? Would you pass judgment on him? To now, it's easy. We say, whoa, it's poshut. The Yid, the Abishim says, didn't you realize Pocket Yivka and Koshbach taking you out? What was with you? Why didn't you believe? What took you so long to believe? Now it's easy, but now we have to do the same. We have to believe this is all temporary. The Rebbeinu is going to take us out. K'moyt seischem Mitzrayim eren nefloist. The nefloist, the Gemara says in Brachos, is going to be greater than it was then in Mitzrayim. How do we begin the week? Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos made on Hava. It doesn't count. But after Shabbos, how do we begin the work week? What's the first thing we say? What's the first words we say in the vachadik part of the week? Hine kel yishuasi. Eftach v'loy efchad. I walk into the week proclaiming my bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deibz ha'alfen our bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu should carry us through our machzchus ha'munah tzadik v'nasa yichlu. We should be zoichet to see neflois in our times more so than it was in Yitzhak Mitzrayim. B'mheir b'yameinu. Amen.
The Ramban and other places in here, the Ramban